We are one of the largest quality initiatives that Medicare has right now. And the purpose behind the program is to work with patients, caregivers, hospitals, physicians, and other practitioners to help make sure that Medicare beneficiaries are receiving good quality health care. So a lot of the reviews that we do are in place to do a review at the patient's request. And so if a patient calls us, they can call us if they have concerns that they didn't get the right treatment or that the treatment that they received was wrong, or if they're being discharged from a facility too soon. They can call us, and we have staff, physicians, and nurses available to help them through the review process and to make a determination for them.
So just so I'm clear on this, your company is an independent contractor hired and paid for by Medicare, but you're working on behalf of patients.
That is the truth. And all of the work that we do is provided as part of the Medicare benefit to patients. So for the patients themselves, it's free.
Now, how do you go about determining whether someone has a valid appeal of a decision that's been made by Medicare?
So the process is when a patient is being discharged, whether it be from a hospital, skilled nursing, home health, rehab facility, when the facility feels like they're ready to be discharged, they are required to give that patient a notice. And on that piece of paper, it explains to them that the facility believes that they are ready for discharge. It lets them know who they can call to appeal that discharge. And in this case, it would be Lovanta. And then the patient is required to call us within X amount of time, depending on the type of notice. And when the patient calls us, from the moment that they initiate that phone call, they can stay in the hospital until or the facility until we've completed our review. And so we then, Lovanta, will work with the providers to get a copy of the medical record sent to us within 24 hours. We have physicians who will review every single medical record to make sure that the patient is indeed ready for discharge. And a lot of times the patients just have questions about the discharge. They don't feel like everything has been set up correctly. They don't feel like they have enough information. And so this additional time that the patient has while we're doing our review helps them get the additional information that they need. And they can ask for help with that from Lovanta when they call. And so when we're talking with the facility to get a copy of the medical record, we can talk to them about any additional questions that the patient may have. So that gives us both the provider and Lovanta some time to help them through that process. And so after we've completed our review, our physician will make a determination, and then that determination is considered, quote, binding, which means that the facility must follow it. So if we determine that the patient does indeed need additional care from the facility, then they can stay in the facility and Medicare will continue to pay for their treatment.
So who actually is making these decisions about the discharges? Is it Medicare, or is it the hospital, or is it a combination of the two?
So the way the Medicare rules and regulations are set up is there's certain instructions on what is covered and how long is it covered, and you know those are what we commonly hear as the coverage determinations, and so. Being a Medicare provider, the facilities must follow those rules. But a lot of times, especially for these situations that we're talking about here today, the coverage guidelines say, quote, as long as medically necessary. And so you really need a physician to make those decisions. And so, you know, the physician in the facility is acting in good faith that, you know, we believe that the patient can go to the next level of care or can be discharged. But sometimes they might be a little conservative in that approach. And so Lovanta has physician reviewers that we've contracted with all across the country who are board certified in their specialties and are really experts at making these discharge determinations. And so we can do a second review for the patient to let them know whether or not their care should continue.
So primarily the types of appeals that your organization looks at are these so-called emergency discharge appeals. In other words, the patient finds out that tomorrow they're leaving the hospital and they're going to an assisted living facility, or I mean they're going to an extended care facility typically. And they have a right to file an emergency appeal, and that's where you come in, correct?
That is true. And I think one of the important things for patients to know is that they are required to be given advanced notice of their discharge. So it's no longer the days where, you know, the discharge planner comes walking in the room and says, okay, you know, we have a wheelchair coming up, you're ready to go now. You know, that's not appropriate anymore. And so that's another thing that these notices advise against is and help through the process is to make sure that the patient is given enough notice to be able to properly plan for their discharge.
Who can actually make an appeal, assuming that a patient may not be capable of doing it for him or herself? Who can appeal on their behalf?
Anybody can. And it literally, anybody who is involved and knows the patient can act on their behalf.
So I don't need to have a special document. I don't need to have a power of attorney or anything like that.
Not to initiate the appeal. No, you don't. If you needed to get, if you really wanted to get the outcome of the review or any patient protected information, then you would need to have the signed consent from the patient.
Other than emergency discharges, what are some of the other emergency appeals for discharges, I should say? What are some of the other cases that you look into, that you appeal or investigate on behalf of Medicare patients?
We have a couple of other programs that are really beneficial to patients and their caregivers. The first is the quality of care program. And so the patient or the caregiver can contact us to have us do a complete medical record review of care that they have received in the last 3 years or are currently receiving and that they have a question about. And so it's really a wonderful service that we have for patients and family members to have a knowledgeable, trained, expert physician take a look at their case and help them better understand, did they receive the best care possible or could there have been something better performed? And so that review is really a benefit to both the patient and to the providers because it's intended to be educational, but we also do corrective action if we need to, if there's a concern that's identified. The other review that we do is what we call immediate advocacy, but it's really there to help answer questions and to help solve problems that patients or caregivers are experiencing in getting health care. You know, they may, we a lot of times will get calls and questions saying, you know what, I've tried and tried and tried. I can't get anybody to call me back from this home health or from this durable medical equipment. Or, you know, I have questions for the rehab and I can't get a call back, those types of things. It's easy for us to pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, this is Levanta calling on behalf of Medicare. We have some questions for you, you know, and the patient or the family member's been trying to get in touch with you. The other way to use this service is for caregivers. A lot of times, and you know, these are the unsung heroes in the healthcare system that we have, where, you know, it's the person who's driving the patient to and from their doctor's appointments, who's advising the patient on, you know, because a lot of times patients have questions of, well, which treatment plan should I pick? Should I go this route or that route? And, you know, and the caregivers don't always have all the answers. Well, they can call us, and we have nurses who are ready and willing to and are right there to answer the phone and answer their questions and to help walk them through that and help give them ideas from our experience of working with, you know, patients across the country on how to navigate the healthcare system and who to go to and who to talk to and what questions to ask. We're here to help with that.